Hello, everybody, and welcome to the final episode of the Stay Safe podcast food safety series. I'm Liam Scott, and today we're bringing it all together by talking about food safety culture, bigger than any one single checklist or procedure. So what does culture really mean? When we talk about culture, we're not just talking about posters on the wall or slogans or a policy. We're talking about the shared habits, attitudes, and decisions that happen every day. The things that we all do when nobody is watching. A strong culture is what turns food safety from a rule book into a routine. It's about our pride, our teamwork, and our ownership. Knowing that what we do on the shop floor protects real people outside of our factory. Food safety isn't just a manager's job or a quality department's job. It is everyone's job, from the operators on the line to engineers, cleaners, and supervisors. We all influence whether food leaves the site safe. Every person has two responsibilities: to do their job safely and correctly, and to look out for the people working next to them. If you ever see something that doesn't look right, a hygiene slip, a mischeck, or an unsafe shortcut, speak up. You might just catch a small issue before it becomes a big one. In a strong safety culture, speaking up isn't complaining, it's protecting. And good teams back each other up, not call each other out. We learn from our near misses. Not every mistake ends in an incident, but every near miss is a learning opportunity. Maybe a record was missed, a tool was left on a production line, or a temperature alarm wasn't reset properly. Reporting those moments helps improve systems for the long term, for everyone. The goal isn't blame. It's understanding what went wrong and preventing a repeat. That's what a good, mature food safety culture looks like. Continuous learning and refresher training. The food industry changes constantly with new products, new ingredients, and new technologies. That's why training and refreshers are so important. So whether that is a quick toolbox talk, a refresher on allergen control, or an e-learning session, treat it as a chance to strengthen what you already know. Experience is valuable, but so is keeping your knowledge up to date. Even seasoned professionals learn something new every year. We need to focus on positive reinforcement and recognition. Culture isn't about catching people out with mistakes. It's about recognizing what we've done well. When someone follows procedures properly, spots an issue, or helps improve a process, call that out. Small words of thanks or recognition go a long way in encouraging the right behaviours. A strong culture builds confidence, not fear.
This podcast is being provided by Scott Risk Management, specialist health and safety consultants. If you operate an SME business, you know that meeting all of the business needs is a juggling act. If you want to simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, SRM Genie is the solution. For more information, head to the details at the end of this episode.
And for leadership and visibility, a visible leadership presence makes all the difference. So when managers and supervisors lead by example, by wearing their PPE, washing their hands properly, following the site rules properly, it shows their shared commitment. It also makes it easier for everybody else to take pride in doing the same thing. Food safety culture isn't built in meetings, it's built out on the shop floor, shift by shift. And there is a health and safety crossover. Food safety and health and safety are two sides of the same coin in a facility. The habits that keep food safe, cleaning, reporting, communication, are all the same habits that stop injuries and accidents. When both work together, the site becomes safer, cleaner, and more efficient for everyone. And we are building it together. Culture doesn't come from a policy, it comes from people. Every conversation, every time you wash your hands, every check that we complete correctly builds trust and consistency. We're all responsible for keeping that standard high. It's not just about when auditors visit, but about every single day. So as we close the series, here are the key takeaways. Speak up and report issues early. Learn from near misses and share lessons. Take every training opportunity seriously. Recognize good practice and support your team. Lead by example, whatever your role. When we do those things, food safety stops being a task and becomes part of who we are in our business. And that's real culture. And that's what keeps people safe. And that brings us to the end of the Stay Safe Food Safety series. Thank you all for joining me across these episodes. I've hoped they help you see that small actions every day make a big difference to safety and quality on site. Take pride in your work. Keep learning. Thank you for listening. And as always, stay safe.
This podcast has been provided by SRM, the owners of the bespoke health and safety management software, SRM Genie, created for and focused on supporting SME businesses. If you would like more information on how you can simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, go to www.srmgeniesoftware.co.uk.